you're having to overcome a bad foundation. Listen carefully. This is by principle. I always know this. If anybody can't do what God's asking them to do, there's something wrong in their foundation. Because if their foundation is right, it will issue out into a strong building or a way of living life. But I know if somebody's struggling with something up here, it doesn't do any good to talk to them about the problem up here. What I found is this. I got to get down to what's wrong in their foundation and get that fixed. And the next thing you know, out will flow the ability to do it. So that's why I've tried to talk tonight, Alma and I have tried to share tonight about foundational thinking, things that are in your foundation about how men are, and we've only touched the surface, gone way over time here. But I want to put you on a quest to do everything you can, whether it's reading a book like Love and Respect, and by the way, just to read it one time won't do it, you'll actually have to believe it. And do something with it. It's the same for us guys. I can tell you, when I read that part of it, it was very helpful to me. Or looking, just even meditating on that passage of 1 Peter. Isn't that a foreign idea to you that when you see a problem with your husband, that instead of confronting him and going at him face to face, that he will more powerfully react and respond the right way if you turn and walk away and communicate your respect by your behavior? Is that foreign to you? Do you think that'll work? So, you know, watch the excuses. They're already kind of popping in there. It's because of your habit. Very quick goes, he'll walk on me. Well, you don't know what he's done. You don't know how offended I am. You don't know how, you know, you could go all on all those things. But understand, God's word is true. And God will move by the power of His Spirit through your respect. It will powerfully impact Him. I'll close with a test. The rest of these here, that's here, you can just go and... We gave you some ideas there that came from a number of different books. These different desires that are here, ladies, are just examples of how to just some good things to go and do and respect your husband. Just pick one, two, or three. There's way more than one, two, or three here. But begin to practice this and watch his response. And watch how he responds to you and what it does. Now, do notice, it's respect his desire to work and to achieve. Appreciate his desire to protect and provide for you. Show gratitude for his authority and leadership. Respect his insight and counsel. By the way, all of these are where we differ. Appreciate his desire for shoulder-to-shoulder friendship. Do you understand what that means? I can tell you right now, this is one of those differences. I'll explain. And the last one, understand his desire for sexual intimacy. By the way, ladies, that is when you give yourself physically to him, that is respect to a man. You are touching him deeply, spiritually. And he will respond to you emotionally. And he will love you like you want to be loved. Just like when he touches you emotionally, what do? You respond to him physically. That's part of the differences. And until we understand that, and you'll notice, you know, your husband, I mean, I hardly talk with you. And he wants to be intimate with you. And you're thinking, you haven't earned it yet, bud. This is, you know, I'm not about to give you that till you give me what I need. And here's what will happen. But you'll notice this. If you will be the more mature one at that point in time, and sometimes you have been, and even though you're wiped out and tired, and you give your body to your husband, and what you're doing is you're speaking his language of respect. Not just sex, animal sex. It's respect. And have you ever had this happen? I don't want to get real intimate here, but this, you'll notice after you've been together, all of a sudden, he wants to talk. And you're going, not now, honey. I want to talk. You know, I've been wanting to talk all day, and you haven't wanted to talk. It's just a difference. It's very different, but it's okay. It's not wrong. It's just different. And is that true? That's true in all these things. So, how about a respect test? Emerson Eggerich and his wife present this, and I'll just throw it out to you as an idea. Just try this one. Now, the first thing about this, is this on there? Is it on your notes about a respect test? Okay, jot this one down. This is going to be the end. This is what I'd like for you to take home. Try this one, little respect test. First thing you do is this. Pick a time when your husband isn't busy or occupied. I know this is very important, though, ladies. If he's occupied, this won't work. Alma tried it. You know, she... anyway. Go to him when it's... You know, he's not working on something. He's not trying to fix something. It's kind of just when you're maybe sitting around waiting for dinner to be done or whatever.
He's not thinking about anything.
Well, yeah, one of those times is compartment. He's not thinking about anything. And you walk into him, or walk there to him and say, you know, honey, I was thinking about you today, and several things about you that I respect, and I want you to know I really respect you. And then turn and walk away. Leave the room. And watch what happens. He's either going to pass, he'll pass out first. After he wakes up, he's going to come chasing you down. And now you better be ready for this, because you know what he's going to ask. What? What did you think of? You know, yeah. What happened? Yeah, exactly. What do you want? So you need to, when that happens, and by the way, once you say it, don't wait for a response. Get out of there. I mean, as quick as you can get out of there. Do it quietly, but be ready with three reasons why you respect him. Three reasons. Think this one through. I mean, some of you had a bunch of these candy corns in your little bags. All you need to do is just take three of them. And, you know, in some way, and that's what I've tried to give you some, at least pick three out of this list of about 60 or 80 that we gave as an example. And be ready for it. And watch and see how he responds. You'll be amazed. I think, unless he was occupied like it happened with Alma and me. She says, you know what? We were talking about this. She said, didn't work with you. I said, well, when did you do it? And so she said, when you were sitting at the desk the other day.